personnel issues you've had to deal with injury-wise and other things, how has that affected your red zone packages and maybe your red zone execution the last couple games?
Well, I think they're two totally different topics. Number one, how you utilize your personnel. Every team goes through it each week. So you start with a base plan and they filter that into your situation. So to me, that's one continuous challenge. Red zone, if you break it down specifically, you look at the opportunities. The first thing is our opportunities are high. So we're, first thing is you got to get down there. So we're accomplishing that. And just looking at the details of what we're doing, how we're doing, we could do a better job.
Mike, how's your pass rush help, guys like Gunnar Goodson kind of get established back there in their coverage, and how has it helped just overall in the defense?
Well, the most important thing for, pass coverage is pass rush. So, it works hand in hand, and going through our meetings and still trying to focus, on a couple topics for self-scout coming up, because we had the extra week, the weekend to work through it, is just the emphasis on the line play and, whether on both sides of the ball and how it affects everything builds off of that. So a good pass rush definitely helps your coverage unit.
With all the time that you guys put in on emphasizing kick returns last year and this year in camp and punt returns as well, is it tough to evaluate whether or not those things that you were trying to do are working when you don't have a lot of attempts in the punt return game?
Well, I think the first thing is the kickoff return. The new role, and that's really, I think it is, the statistics show exactly what's going on there. But the punt, we need to do a better job in the punt return, particularly, once we establish the rush, and once we, it's the technique and the fundamentals of getting back and being more, more violent with our hands and more aggressive as we come back and let our punt returner, particularly Trevor, get off the spot. So that's something that we're focused on. It's fundamentals you're always working on, but we'd like to get some more opportunities to have some returns.
And Mike, with Clay, are you back to where he was going to the Detroit game, or is this more of a precaution thing?
Detroit game. Well, I hope not. But he's going to, I think the plan for him is going to be more in a limited fashion today.
Mike, when you're deciding whether it's out of necessity or not to bring a guy up from the practice squad, what kind of things, are there things that you pop out or that you can see that tell you a guy is ready to be on a 53-man roster over the course of the time he's on that practice squad? What are you looking for?
Well, maturity. There's obviously a reason why a player is on the practice squad versus, being on the 53. It's just where, he's a good football player, and it's where he's at in the development of his career. So there's definitely thresholds you look for. And then I think it really comes down to the one or the other. Is it out of necessity, or is it, or is this, we feel it's just this young man's time to, step up and create more opportunities for him?
Everything pretty much you're basing it on is what he's doing on the scout team, right?
Not really. We, we go through great efforts to treat these, these practice squad players, as much as you can. For me to sit here and say they're treated exactly like the 53 would, obviously, you just start with the salaries. That's not accurate. So, but as far as the way they're trained in the meetings, and we even give the practice squad players some game plan reps, because it's all part of their development. We've always done that, and it's really just following the mode of developing the young players, because, historically, we're 22% of our football team's rookies. So we've always made an effort from day one to develop those guys, because, we've been through it. You've seen it in your time covering the league, Tom. There's nothing worse than you get in a situation, you go to pull a practice squad player that's been there for 10 weeks, he's not ready to play in the game. So whose fault's that? It's somebody's. It's the players. It's the training. It's something. So we have 63 players here, and we got to make sure they're all ready to play. And it's more in weeks like this, it's definitely is why you do it.
Mike, what's your confidence level or comfort level with where Nile is and learning pass protection and things like that he needs to know to be on the field?
extremely high. I mean, we're getting ready to play a game. So, no, he's doing good. I mean, he fits right in. I like his disposition. He's, you know, he's detail-oriented. So, today will be the first real padded practice we'll have with his time here. So, him and Donald have opportunities to get the needed reps to get ready to play the game.
Mike, I know how often you and Don both talk about Morgan and in terms of being that quarterback on the defense. At what point did you get a feel for just what kind of leader he could be, for you guys?
Morgan Burnett, it's been quite some time. I mean, I've always looked at, Morgan early in his career as a core player. And, I mean, his leadership has been extremely strong probably the last 4 years, three, 4 months. I mean, it's been a while. I mean, he commands a lot of respect in the locker room. I think people that know him best. He may be quiet as far as his public perception, but he's definitely a man with a lot of substance. I mean, he's a strong leader in our locker room.
Mike, what kind of feel did you get yesterday about whether Don could hold the ball, carry the ball with that hand?
Look good. I mean, it's he's got that contraption he's dealing with. We'll see if it makes it through the week. But yeah, I thought he handled the football very well yesterday.
Mike, what were some of the things you saw from Kenny Clark this past week that allowed him to maybe have one of his more impactful games that he's had here?
He's just playing faster. I think you definitely see Kenny's very comfortable in what he's doing now. You're seeing the first step is the awareness and lining up the right way, doing the right thing. But I think you're definitely seeing the instincts now kick in where he's making plays.